I think it's a lot to do about nothing. When you look at the market, this wine shortage, I think, is really targeted at certain luxury-end products, where certain brands that have a prestige reputation, obviously, they sell everything they can get. And there's more people that want that now, and that'll drive up prices and things like that. But I think on the, you know, on the median end or the lower end of the products, you know, there's new producers jumping up every single day. There's producers that you hear of dumping significant amounts of wine because they can't physically sell it. And on the flip end side of the spectrum, I just read an article recently talking about how consumption in European countries is at a record low. So it seems like you're trending kind of all over the place. And realistically, you know, I think that all kind of adds up to a whole bunch of much to do about nothing.
So one of the charts that's making the rounds on different news sites shows that production overall is down as low as it's been since the 1960s. Are you saying that it's the production of the higher-end wines that's down?
You know, I would say the production of the high-end wines has certainly got to be amongst the highest it's ever been. I can't speak to the validity of the chart. All I know is that from a wine buyer's perspective, I see new wineries every single day that I've never heard of before selling for all ends of the spectrum. I see people bringing California Cabernets from Napa, you know, wholesaling for $100, retailing for $150, $200 that I've never heard of, never known where they popped up from. I definitely don't quite agree with that. Obviously, you know, they're using some sort of findings to come to that conclusion. But from the buyer's perspective, I can certainly tell you I haven't seen anything in the marketplace that would represent that.
So if it is indeed luxury wines mm-hmm. that may be more affected right now, what does that mean for you here at the Little Nell?
Well, I think for places like the Little Nell and previous places I've worked, the certain wines that we deal with are some of the most collectible, sought-after products in the world. They're very expensive, they're hard to find, and there's only this very small amount of them. We're very lucky that we have long-term relationships with the people that we've been purchasing these wines from and from a lot of these wineries themselves. I certainly hope that we continue those long-term relationships and we continue to source a similar amount of product that we're getting now. I think that's certainly going to be the case. But there's vintage fluctuation every year. Some years you get a little more, some years you get a little bit less. We're not overly concerned long-term. You know, I think where you're going to see a lot of interesting things long-term might be on the consumer side from the retail side when they're trying to get wines like Domaine de la Romanée Conti that probably less than a case of that wine comes into state. You're going to see auction prices going up on that. But in terms of what we actually get, I think that's going to remain rather consistent.
For collectors, could it mean then higher prices?
I wouldn't be surprised to see higher prices for collectors, but you're also seeing very interesting fluctuations on the collectors on market and the auction market as well. That I think recently I just saw that a future of the current vintage of Chateau Mouton Rothschild from Bordeaux was actually auctioning for less than the previous two vintages was, and so it was actually at a low price point. So I think things are all over the map, and you know, consumer trends kind of fluctuate. A wine that's really in fashion right now and the price is driving up, a few years from now we're going to see the price maybe drive back down when it falls out of fashion a little bit. So I think the marketplace is fluid, it moves around a lot, and there's not much to really read from this right now.
Tim, thanks for talking with us.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.